Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Have you been following this toll story?
It's been going on and on.
This has become an embarrassment to this state and to anything to do with Hartford and representation.
Okay.
So you have two groups of people, right? You have the House and the Senate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right?
Right.
And everybody up there, the Democrats, they want tolls. I hate saying Democrats because then that divides us.
Yes, it does.
As people. I don't care who it is. Right?
Okay.
So they want this toll bill, and they went from like 90 tolls to 30 tolls to 12 tolls and just trucks.
Right.
Does anyone believe this? No.
No, of course not.
All right,
no.
So now they're on 12 tolls just for trucks,
uh-huh.
And neither group wants to be the first one to vote on it.
Right.
They're like, oh, no, we're not going to vote on this.
Oh, hell no.
And then you guys vote on it, and it doesn't pass.
No.
We get this thing hung around our necks.
Right.
We lose our seats.
Like an anchor.
Because you guys don't. So they go back and forth, and they convince one another that they each have the votes.
Mm-hmm.
So now. What's the negotiation now? Negotiation is you vote first. No, you vote first.
No, you vote first.
Do you believe this?
Because they don't trust each other.
I said you go first.
I'm not touching
you. No one wants to vote and then come out and say, wait, what? They don't have the votes? We're screwed. We're going on record as not as voting for tolls.
Let's do it at the same time.
This is unbelievable. Now, here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker.
You can't. And they're coordinating this now.
Oh,
this has never happened before. Are you kidding me?
They're coordinating something.
They have coordinated a simultaneous debate and vote.
On the count of three.
No one goes first.
Right. We're all going to jump on three. One, two. Aha, sucker.
Two and a half.
But here's the deal. You can't simultaneously debate and vote on a bill because it can't physically be in two places in one. So they've written similar bills, and they're going to put one in the House and one in the Senate. This is not your government anymore.
No.
Why is all this happening? Because everybody knows it's a screw job. Do you think they'd go through this much trouble, this much debate, this much work, this much embarrassment for $170 million and 12 tolls? No, we all know it's not going to be that.
Of course not.
This is the biggest screw job. This is worse than Weicker saying no income tax, getting in, putting income tax. These people are parasites.
Yes.
They're the worst. They're bloodthirsty. They wake up every day and figure out how they can screw you and your kids out of money. You have to get involved now. You have to. If you don't now, then you get what's coming to you. Jeez.
Not a word from you.
It's unreal.
It is.
$170 million. They can sneeze that and save it somewhere.
They do.
They blow, like, does anyone think they get the best price on anything up
hell
there?
No.
Like, we can't. There's nothing we could cut here. Look at this.
No.
No.
Start negotiating. Start doing work. Do what we do. We
work?
Get three people to come over and, like, price a job. How much to paint this room? That seems like a lot. Let's get someone else in here. They don't do any of that.
Nope.
They say they do, but they don't.
Nah.
They're not working for us. We need to get people who are working for us. Now, here's the thing. You need to call your legislator. There's a list on that CT, NOSO, TOLS, whatever the friggin' site is. There's a list of people you could call. These are the people to call and say, I'm watching you.
I'm watching
this. This is it. Next week is it. If they pass this, you're never going to stop it. And I know the folks who think, what's 12 tolls on trucks going to do? I appreciate you and your thoughts, because on paper, it seems like that. But trust the rest of us that have been paying attention to the activities of these people for more than 5 days.
The migratory
they're going to screw us.
They are.
We know how this movie, this is like Titanic.
Yep.
We know how it ends. I don't care what they say, how good the ship's built, how fast we're going to get to New York, how you're king of the world. No, this is going towards an iceberg, and it's going to sink.
Say doing
With
good.
That said.
Say doing good.
Patrick Sasser.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Def.
Hey, you went to that toll hearing, air quotes, yes. Right?
Yes, last Friday.
Yeah. Did it seem like they really wanted to hear stuff and there was an exchange of ideas and people left the room learning things?
No. So it was a public hearing on a working draft of the bill, first of all. And every time, you know, we all went up there and it was from 1 p.m. and it didn't end until 11 p.m. in the evening. And every time someone spoke up there, the chairman sat up there and every time he says, well, we may agree to disagree on this. You know, it was almost as though, you know, his mind is already set.
Yeah, no one's listening.
He's going for the tolls.
Yeah, no one's listening.
But I tell you, you know, there was a lot of people that spoke up there, business owners who own trucks here in the state of Connecticut, make deliveries. And, man, let me tell you, it is no joke. The impact that these guys are going to feel from these tolls, let me tell you, we're all going to be paying for it. There is no doubt in my mind. They made it clear. They said, we can't eat these costs. We're going to pass it down to the customers. And that's what they're going to do.
And we all know where it's going because we saw the original plan. We saw the vision.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
The end
right.
goal.
The nightmare.
Yeah.
Right. It started with 82, went to 53, 50, 30, 20. We're down to 12. If anyone looks at this bill in Section 8, it gives them a loophole that they can then vote and make changes, and they can add more tolls. They can change the rates. They can turn it into tolling cars. It's in there, people. So...
then they want this separate entity that has no accountability to voters that can change rates and change. This is unreal.
Yep.
Who does all of this work to screw the people they represent?
We've entered the twilight zone. That's where we are right now.
Yeah.
It's insane. So,
yeah.
So Chaz, please, you know, tell people they've got to go to our website, notollsct.org. And that's if they click on the news link, they will see all the names, phone numbers, emails of all these representatives that we're targeting right now. And if you don't see your representative on the list, call them up anyway. We've got a link on here to find your reps. It's so simple. People have to get involved. Right now they're talking next week of voting either the 18th, 19th, or 20th. Those are the dates that they've been asked
to hold. If they don't get it through this time, I think we win. We're right in that.
The home stretch.
We're right there.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Chaz.
And this is how they do it. They tire us out where it's like, yeah, I'm tired of hearing about tolls.
Yeah.
This is when they get you.
Yeah.
All right, Patrick, thank you for everything you've done and keeping us updated. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Dude, thank you.
And, you know, the Republicans, they're not helping themselves. They could easily be out in front of this, out in front of cameras. First of all, how is the media not a top story?
Mm-hmm.
This is history. This has never happened
before.
This is what your government's doing. No. What do we have? A car drove into a fire hydrant. Or a water main broke is in the A block of the news.
Right.
This is massive. Is it really?
I always have the look on my face.
All right. I'm going to move on now.
Amazing.
One of the things, here's what, if, you know, like if I'm Bob Stefanowski, this is what I'm going to do. Or whoever wants to run and run the state,
yes.
Right? Whoever wants to have that job, right? Go through and be a numbers person. Be so curious in numbers that you could spout this stuff off, right? Like, I get these little bits and pieces from the tribe. Car registration went up $55. Did you know that?
No.
No.
I didn't know that. Didn't know it.
Had no idea.
Right? No. Boom. All right, so you got that. Lamont is Governor Dum Dum proposing to increase cremation fees.
Saw that one.
Yeah, I did hear about that one.
Right.
Yep.
I wouldn't have known that if a nice tribe member didn't send this to me.
Thank you.
But you need to compile this stuff and walk around and just keep saying this every day.
Like, yeah.
The $170 million, you're kidding me. This is not money you need.
No. Mm-hmm.
We'll get you when you're dead.
Yeah. Cremation? Think about what you have to do to find that, right? You're going through every single line of... possibilities of finding a way to get money out of people. When's the breathing tax coming?
Give it time.
Really?
Give it time.
When's it coming?
Yeah.
When's the happiness tax? You know, right.
I'm sorry.
Tax. There's a lot of people here not happy, so you're going to have to pay to be happy.
Sir, you sneeze, that'll be $20.
You know, a lot of you sleep at night.
This is beyond ridiculous. And these people who are doing this, coordinating something that's never happened in the history of our legislature.
A two-prong attack.
So they can, two simultaneous bills negotiated at the same time.
Right.
So no one goes first and no one gets stuck. Those people don't represent us. I can't even believe they can go out in public. How do they go out and go shopping? How do you not like see one of these dudes, and you know who I'm talking about, out at the supermarket, not throw an orange at their head?
Exactly. Hey, free orange.
Ooh, orange.
I don't mean hard. Like just a lob.
Like, like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hey, like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Just a quick one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. It was a run by fruiting.
That's what we need. Aren't we all dumbasses at some point?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I excel at it sometimes.
Do we have proof of AJ excelling at it?
Oh, no, dumbass.
No, we don't.
Ring the bell.
Bell doesn't break. Broken.
Bell doesn't break.
I am still going to murder you later. Just so you know.
Bell doesn't broken.
Just so you know.
Let's see what it sounds like when he bounces.
When
off
you
his
wake
head.
Up dead, right. It was me.
Right, exactly. Right.
Look
at my face. I did this to you.
I can't reach the bell.
Yeah.
But to make this.
Well, when you find yourself.
Here's the bell.
When you find yourself with some angel wings and you hear harps playing.
Yeah.
It was me.
Or if it's something really hot. It smells like sulfur.
Yeah. If you find yourself in hell next to the devil.
Right, exactly.
It was me.
Yeah, Beelzebub next to you. Yes.
All right. What do you have, Phil?
I'm gonna put Jif on there.
That was one.
The captain just got orders to swim through to pilot through Iranian waters.
So, what is this all from 7?
This is all from the 7 o'clock news break this morning.
Wow,
32 minutes ago.
Thank you.
What else?
That was it.
That's it?
Those
that's
two. Those were those rose above everything else.
Still early yet.
All right.
The captain just got orders to swim through, to pilot through Iranian waters.
It's Chaz's skull hitting the board.
So you doing good?
Good.
Cool.
Oh, we love you, man.
I can tell.
What are you going to put on there?
I'm going to put Jif on there.
What was that? What was he saying?
Jeff or Jif?
Jif.
Jif.
I'm going to put a GIF on there. What does the thing sound like with bounce off Phil's head?
Like this.
AJ, you created a word.
I did.
Flubble.
I also created the finger.
All right, we'll move on.
Dumbass.
All right. The broomstick challenge.
Ugh. Stop doing it, people.
Do we have a bell? Thank you. Broomstick challenge has been going viral this week. This is, you'll never see anything stupid like this on our social media. I see it, and this is what makes it garbage. This is why you're scrolling through so many different things to get to something good, because everyone says,
let's have a broomstick.
Look what I can do.
I believed it.
Oh, brother.
Dumbass.
I was like, Eric, we missed out on this phenomenon.
No.
Phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
Yeah, so you could put this, you could stand a broom up at any time.
Yes, not just with one day.
Oh.
It'll work today. It'll work next Tuesday.
This apparently has been a trend on the internet for like almost 10 years now. People keep falling for this every year.
Right. You would think someone would say, no,
remember that
not
time
this
last
time.
Year? Remember that? Hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it was one woman's tweet that started this whole thing.
Yeah, look at her.
Here it is.
All right, y'all. So NASA said, today is the day, the only day that your broom can stand up on its own. And watch this. Oh, my God. Y'all, no strings, nothing. What?
Nothing.
What? I think the first clue is, and if I made the video, people would say the same thing. This is not someone who follows NASA.
No.
Okay?
Right.
People would look at me and say, yeah, no, he's not following NASA.
Rocket scientist? No.
Right.
Rocketologist.
Yeah, no, I don't buy it. Right.
Nope.
We've had people fall for these social media trends before.
What are you saying?
Halloween 2015, for the first time in 666 years, it falls on a Friday the 13th this year.
Yay! I'm having a hard time believing that.
Wait, Halloween is on a Saturday this year.
It
says Halloween 2015, first time in 666 years, it falls on Friday the 13th.
Right, AJ. How would it be Friday the 13th if
it's the 31st
Halloween
of
is
October?
October the 31st.
Why the hell is that? I'm thinking of Shell of Graham in the Woods somewhere. I'll screw you.
What's the deal with at-work relationships? Attorney Peg Sheehan, lawyer at Mitchell & Sheehan in studio. Ashley, you said you had one?
Yeah, well, I that's the way.
You lived one.
Yeah, oh, I'm currently living one, sort of. yeah, so I'm dating Eric, and we met at work. I was the designer, and he was the project manager for the construction company that was building my design. So we did work for different companies, but I was his client, and he was helping me throughout the process.
Helping.
Helping, yes, in many different ways. I mean, we do that stuff that you probably were not supposed to do. We'd be in a big conference room at a big meeting with like 10 or so people. Like, we'd wink at each other and make googly eyes. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, I feel like we weren't very subtle. But,
that's just not professional. That's not, it's unprofessional. It's not illegal, right? Two different companies.
Yes, that's right. If either of you was unhappy with having the other one behave that way, then your employer might have an obligation to protect you from the unwelcome behavior of the contractor or
it was
the
very
client.
Welcomed.
Yes, very,
very welcome.
It was what very welcomed, and now so we live important. Together with a dog.
What do you get about?
Okay, how about this? So Ashley and Eric welcome these the googly eyes, and then it goes the other way. And then all of a sudden, Ashley's like, I don't like this anymore.
Or he doesn't like
she
it.
Would have to
go
possible. To her boss, say this client person is, right?
Yeah, well, okay. Here's the thing. You know,
here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker. Everything's welcome, and then it becomes unwelcome. And we're all adults. We know that when you have a relationship
are we
that's
really
ending,
all adults?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I did speak too soon.
Yeah. look around.
Hello.
But you know that when a relationship is ending, more often than not, I think one person knows it and the other person doesn't yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or one person knows it and the other person
can't
wants to
it.
Talk her out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Or
yeah.
him out of it.
Right.
And that's where you really have some issues where, you know, one or the other is saying back off and the other one is saying, you know, baby, come back.
Yeah.
And so the behavior that was just dandy a week ago is now unwelcome.
Right. I've read about cases where, you know, all these things happen. Everything was fine. And mm-hmm. then the guy or girl says, I'm going to stay with my spouse. And then
yes.
all hell breaks loose.
Uh-oh.
Have you had like good relationships gone bad for the employer?
Yes. Yes. I have dealt with those situations and they're unpleasant. But you have to get over your natural inclination to say, I don't want any part of this. This is your business. You guys take care of it.
You
handle
it.
Because it's your business.
Yeah.
If you're the employer, it's your business. Oh. And yeah. So you got to get in there and say, this was welcome and it is now unwelcome and you have to behave yourself differently.
All right. If you need more clarity on this, we're linked up to the website here. MitchellandSheehan.com at WPR.com.
Right.
AJ thinks he has a harassment case against us.
That's true. Yes.
AJ?
Yeah. Well, it just seems every time I like flubble or have any kind of problem where I can't talk for a second, all of a sudden he makes fun of me.
You do get paid to speak.
I do get paid to speak, yes.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the appeal of this whole endeavor here is you getting made fun of. I'm sorry.
But right.
I didn't see that one coming.
Boom. Next case, please.
That was the most amazing response.
Yeah.
I'm going to put GIF on there.
That's
why. That's why I'm going to have street justice instead. Thank you very much.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Now, would that be. All right. So AJ has repeatedly threatened Phil, right? Says he's going to chuck him out the window.
Off the roof.
Off the roof.
Off the roof.
Like
yeah.
a javelin.
I like the windows. Yes. Yeah.
By his beard.
Yeah, okay. Is that any problems there?
No problem at all.
No further questions on defense rests.
Are you sure you're an attorney?
No, you know what? No. She recognizes that what happens on the air is one thing. Now, if this is happening off the air, it's a problem, right?
No, it's true.
Because it's playtime when we're on the air.
It's true. No, you can't. You can't throw your employees off the roof. Physically assault them.
Actually, he's not an employee. He's actually a coworker.
He's a coworker. Yeah. So. Does that change things?
He's a peer. Yeah. No. Still, they can call the cops on you.
Only if they catch me.
Yeah, and they, you know, they don't get the workers' comp exception if.
Oh look,
if
he
the
fell.
Coworker is doing.
He fell
three times.
He fell for a distance.
And then before we let you go, I see here that you were robbed at gunpoint.
Oh, no.
Yes, I was. Long, long time ago.
How scary was that?
Oh, it was terrifying, but it was also like a Woody Allen movie. I mean, I was in college. I had a part-time job as a bank teller.
Oh.
And this guy passes a note across the counter, and I literally can't read it, you know.
So I have a gub.
I'm sorry.
What's a gub?
He was like, yeah, what's a gub?
I have a gub.
You're in a bank. This is a bank robbery.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
And I look up and there's this kid, really, 12, 13.
12 or 13.
Gun.
Right.
There was a high school very close by. To
bring money.
Where I was working. Yeah. I couldn't show
what was
money
he doing when he was seven?
This right. Kid.
Mugging people.
He was knocking over candy machines, yes.
So you get the note and you can't. So is it just bad penmanship or misspelled words?
Yeah, it was gibberish. So I look up and say, I'm sorry, can I help you? And I got a gun in my face.
Oof.
So I start shoving money at this kid as fast as I can.
There you go, see?
And the thing is, I was like the worst bank teller ever, but they wouldn't fire me.
Why?
Because I had gone through a bank robbery.
Oh.
Okay. And the note said.
Well, what made you the worst bank teller?
Because I never balanced. I'm really terrible with
numbers.
Oh,
you're that person. They were there till like 9 o'clock at
That's
night trying
right.
to figure out where the
right.
8 cents went.
Exactly. It was always something like
you're
that.
You're the
it was like
nightmare. No one like even made eye contact with you in the lunchroom. It's like, yeah.
Right.
Like, or would they say, hey, Peg, I need to be somewhere at like 5:30. Can you watch your math today, please?
And they found the note. The note said, I found this gun in the parking lot. Do I give this to you?
Well, luckily.
What's your money?
Well, luckily for all of us, you weren't a good banker because you're an excellent attorney. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Dr. Patty Annis here. And what is the name of this test we're going to perform on AJ?
Word association list.
Okay. And Phil's going to read a word. AJ's going to respond to it. And then we'll go from there.
I respond with one word, right? Like he's one word, I give one word back.
What's that?
He gives one word, I give one word back. Like the first word that pops in my head.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
First word.
Kids.
Ick.
Okay. I don't think anyone's surprised by that response.
No.
Right.
Shows them normal. Next case.
Okay.
No? Okay.
Next word.
Money.
Sex.
Tell me more.
Okay.
Doctor wants to know more.
What more do you need to know?
Right.
What is it about money that makes you think sex?
Because I'd love to have some money.
And sex.
Therefore, right. You'd
wait.
Love to
so
have
is
sex.
Money like sex, or money buys you sex?
Money guarantees you sex.
So it's a desire.
Exactly right.
It's a wish.
Exactly
okay.
right.
What about good personality and just?
Oh no, that's all that too. Yeah, don't worry about it. But you know, you also got to take care of yourself. Make sure yourself still gets sex. So with money, you can make yourself look fantastic, or you know, if like plumbing starts to break down, you
he
go
wants
to the
more money to manscape.
Exactly, stuff like that. Mm. Yeah.
I don't know if I buy that. All right.
That's pretty cool.
All right, it's all about me, goddammit.
How much time do we have?
Well, okay. We'll let you figure that one out, Doc.
Okay.
Next word.
Sex.
How could you have to think
how do
so
you,
much?
Wait, hold on. How do you spell that?
That's big P-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-T-T-T-T-T-T.
I didn't get that.
Right.
Let's all say it together now. 1, 2, 3.
There you go, see?
Wow.
Hey.
I think that's the longest non-answer response to the word sex in the history of man.
Yeah.
Kind. Thank you.
So what's the response to sex?
To sex?
Sex. You have to say a word.
Okay.
Sex.
Awesome.
Or you could say...
I'm having a hard time reconciling that one word response to... Can you tell me more?
The doctor's calling you out.
Right.
It's awesome. My job.
Right. What?
How did you go from to awesome?
To awesome?
In your thinking.
Because I was like, I was trying to think, like, what's the first word that comes to my mind? At the moment, I was still.
No, I feel like you wasn't dodging clear. The first
yeah,
word.
Yeah, I was going to. It's yeah. like, this is like the 20th word that came to your mind.
Right.
If I went sex, just answer. Sex.
Gimme.
Gimme. Okay, now that's more consistent with how we know you.
Oh, yeah, does that work?
Right. That's more consistent.
Does that make you guys feel better?
Well, it's what
consistent.
We're trying to do here.
Right.
You're in a very defensive mode now.
Right.
This is just. Asking
well, as long as you guys haven't primed the pump all show.
And I'm already fault. Seeing a connection between money, sex, and sex, and give me.
Right.
But we'll get to that later.
She's getting all doctory on us now.
I
excellent.
See.
What She's happened to get good at the end.
What happened now?
Go, Phil.
We'll explain
you're
it
on.
Later.
Phil,
okay, thank
on.
You.
All right, Phil.
Work.
Hard.
This
Hard.
Is okay, not. He's not being honest.
You have to. As soon as the word is
okay,
out of
now
sight.
You're otherwise, filtering.
You're
filtering.
Fine. Thank
say
you.
It. Say it again.
Work.
Aggravating.
thank you.
Welcome.
That's all we want here is honesty.
Okay.
No,
fine.
No
fine.
Explanation needed.
Okay.
Right. No, I know. I know where the source of that. They're in these studios.
In
right
the
now.
Mirror. No.
yeah. Exactly. All right. Next word.
Boss.
Bad.
We're all gonna have to do this. It's not fair for him to just do this.
I'll do it.
Yeah, not to, not it. Today. But, yeah. Yeah. Why would a bunch of Connecticut cops climb a mountain
To arrest a suspect on a hill? No.
Yeah, and there's no suspect on the mountain.
In that case, I have no idea.
Lieutenant Hartman, Naugatuck Police, on the phone now. Good morning.
Good morning. How we doing?
Hey,
morning.
This is getting real, brother.
Yes.
Yes, it is. We're a few days away from leaving here.
Uh-oh.
And you're climbing for Special Olympics?
We are. We were climbing for Special Olympics, raising money to support the Special Olympic athletes. And this has been a year in the making, so we're all getting very excited.
Cool.
And you're climbing which mountain?
Yeah. Oh, we're climbing Kilimanjaro.
Oh, okay.
In Tanzania, Africa.
You couldn't
wow.
like start like
the mountain.
You couldn't like start the bunny trail first, and
or
then like where you up
East Rock,
right? Yeah, something like that. You know,
go big or go
that's
home.
Kind of what my wife said when I told her I was going to do it. She said, "Couldn't you start with something a little smaller?"
Yeah, like couldn't that, you like set like a Stairmaster or somewhere and like on Kilimanjaro?
Exactly.
That type of
thing would be a lot easier, right?
Exactly. Right.
Have you ever climbed a mountain before?
I have, thankfully.
Okay.
Yeah, last year we climbed Katahdin and a bunch of other mountains. We've been doing a lot of training getting ready for this. So, like I said, this is a long time in the making, and it's coming down to the wire here.
How long will it take you to climb the mountain?
The entire trip's going to take us about 7 days, or the climb is going to be about 7 days. So it's going to be 5 days up, 2 days down, and, we're going to have some help with some the support of everybody on the team is going to be helping each other out, so...
We're don't count everybody on everybody. There's going to be a weak link.
Yep, that one person.
Who do you guys think the weak link's going to be?
They'll probably say me.
Oh, okay.
Nuh-uh.
See that you're turning yourself in. Look at that. That's a good thing. I'm not going to rat my other cops over here.
Are they going to wait
thing.
For you?
The whole blue line thing.
Yeah, they'll wait for me. I have the car keys.
There you go.
Ah,
see?
There you go.
See yeah. that? Yeah, you know where the food is.
How many?
That's right.
It's 12?
There are going to be 12 of us. So 9 police from Connecticut, 1 civilian, and then we have 2 officers from New Jersey who have joined us.
And you're going to have a Sherpa, right? Like guides?
There will be. We'll have some help getting up the mountain. They're going to be carrying a lot of the equipment. We're carrying our day packs, and their sole job is to help us get to the top. And the big thing, it's not the climb that's going to get you. It's the altitude. So,
right.
And we're trying to figure out how to deal with that, but they say if you push through it and make sure you drink a lot of water and get a lot of rest, hopefully you can make it.
Sorry, AJ. And by climbing, you're not like rappelling up the mountain. You're like walking up trail stuff, right?
This is a trail. This is not like rock climbing
Thank
or anything
you.
Like
okay.
that. This is literally a hike, but it's the altitude that people have the problem with.
It's a long hike up.
People have died doing this, though.
They may have. I would imagine there's probably some underlying health issues.
Oh, you didn't look that one up?
Hey, I saw people do it. I've heard of people doing it, so I said, let's do it.
Right. You like surprises.
You know, people have died doing this. Yeah, they may have.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They have. You're going to see, like, skeletons on the side of the trail there.
Exactly right.
Well, high five him on the way by.
There you go. See?
Good.
You broke your hand
on the way
I like
up.
His positive attitude.
He has a great attitude
yeah.
to do this.
Yeah. Actually, they're cops. They'll try and figure out who did it.
If All right, so you're all cops. You guys are...
We have nine police. Nine, so we have officers. So there's two of us here from Wilton. We have one from Watertown, one from Putnam, two from Guilford. One's a officer, a lieutenant. The other's a civilian. So let's see. I said Wilton, Cheshire, Naugatuck, Watertown, Wilton, Putnam, Guilford, and then two from New Jersey.
Wow.
Oh, so, great.
Jersey cops.
So you have some basic EMT skills. Because you're
We all have a little bit of training.
Good. Do you have a doctor in the group?
There's no doctors in the group.
Wow.
Right. Oh, boy. Can you bring guns?
Oh, I wish, but no. Unfortunately not.
Damn. Do you guys have a code word for pooping?
We haven't figured that one out yet. I guess it'll happen on day one on the mountain, right?
There's one that exists.
No, we had someone who climbed the mountain. What's her name? Does anyone remember?
Oh.
She came in.
Right.
She climbed Mount Kilimanjaro.
Mm-hmm.
And right. She said that there was a code word for pooping that you would say to the Sherpa.
An official code word.
What was it?
I'm afraid to ask.
Sending a message.
Sending a message.
You're going to go send a message?
Right.
Yeah. I have to send a message.
A long message.
Yeah. Right.
I got a long message I got to get rid of.
Pass it along to the rest of the group.
Right.
You know?
Well, don't police have some kind of code and you have to poop? On the radio?
Yeah, I need a return.
I don't need backup.
Right.
I'm already backed up. That's why I need to go.
Her name was Kathleen. I climbed Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, all right, so make it Kathleen. I got a Kathleen.
No?
Wow. I don't think Kathleen would like that. We'll stick with her. We're going to send a message.
You sure?
Fine. So your wife's not going. She's supportive of all this.
She is. She is. That's probably the toughest part is leaving your family for 2 weeks.
Right.
For the whole time that we're going to be gone, you know, I've
2 weeks.
Been married. Well, I'm going to stay a little longer while I'm there. I figured since I'm already halfway around the world, I might as well stay a little longer.
Yeah, so. Why not?
Oh, how did the wife respond to that one?
Just not yet.
Yeah, not too well.
Yeah,
she's pretty understanding, thankfully. So
no, the worst she goes, no, really, stay for 2 weeks.
Yes,
then you
right.
got a problem. It's like, uh-oh,
stay 3 weeks.
Don't even come back.
And how does this raise money?
So we're raising money for the Special Olympics. People can make donations directly to the Special Olympics to support us, support the Special Olympic athletes. You know, we have a website that they can go to. If I could throw it at you guys,
please.
It's give.classy.org/WiltonPD. And then, like I said, all the money goes to the Special Olympics, and they help out the athletes here in the state of Connecticut. So it's very rewarding.
Have
to
you
be able
Googled
to step up and help them out.
I hear you.
Phil, can you go to Wikipedia and just or Google climbing Mount Kilimanjaro?
It's probably some kind of book or like a Lifetime miniseries.
Mm.
Climbing Kilimanjaro.
Have you done that? Have you Googled it?
Me? Yeah. I've looked up it. I've been watching videos on it. You know, when you're going to be climbing, you sort of watch all the YouTube videos. And
did you see any
Netflix.
Videos that bothered you?
Like a blooper reel?
I saw one video where I don't think they meant to catch it, but somebody came running past the camera with somebody on a stretcher.
Oh,
so that's interesting. That's interesting.
And they're whistling.
The altitude bothers people. Like if you climb too fast, you can't breathe,
right?
And that's
right?
That's what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, they have a saying called poli poli, which means slowly, slowly. And the idea is the guides will set the pace. They don't want you to go faster, even if you think you can, because the altitude will get you. So the slower you go, the greater chance of making it to the summit.
That's actually a Jersey cops. Hey, Paulie, get over here.
So you have to stop a lot, like set up camps or take breaks.
And messages.
Yeah, there'll be four or five different camps going up the mountain that we'd be staying at. So,
wow.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And then when we get to the top, we're going to plant the Special Olympics flag.
Oh, nice.
Excellent.
I got to tell you, it's not going to be a lot of fun. Right?
It's going to be an amazing experience, and the people we're with are going to make it that much better.
It's an amazing experience, something you'll look back on with fond memories your whole life. But as you're,
and I'll say, what was I thinking?
Well, exactly.
When you're halfway up, it's not going to be fun. Fun is not the word that's going to come to mind.
No. The F4 is going to be in there, but...
What did you find, Phil?
I found a bunch of records. So the oldest person to ever reach this summit... It was a woman named Anne Lorimore who was 89 years old and 37 days.
Yeah, but she left when she was 50, though.
The oldest...
37 days, though.
Right.
She did it.
37
did it.
Days.
No, 89 years and 37 days was her
old.
Age.
Oh. How many days did it take her?
No idea.
3 years.
I was going to say 37 days.
Right. She had a walker.
The youngest person was 7 years old.
Wow.
There is an age limit on the peak to, you have to be at least 10 to attempt some of these. So they either lied or they didn't ask them, or I don't know, but Keats Boyd from Los Angeles.
They're born on the way up.
7 years old.
How long it took.
We'll be checking our IDs on the way up there, so
there
we'll
go,
know who's, what the age of everybody is.
You're not buying beer,
and there, are speed records. So the fastest ascent and the fastest round trip have both been recorded by the same person, a Swiss-Ecuadorian mountain guide, Carl Egloff.
I don't like those people.
He reached the summit in 4 hours, 56 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And did the total round trip in 6 hours, 42 minutes, and 24 seconds.
Yeah, he made it off the thing in like 56 seconds. He tripped.
Yeah, you know, those people set a bad standard.
They do.
Now, if you try to break that record, how many people died trying to
break
that record?
Yeah, don't do it.
Ecuadorians.
No, you don't have to worry about us trying that, I promise.
There you go, see?
A man in a wheelchair reached the summit, Bernard Goosen from South Africa.
This is making it sound easier.
I feel bad for the guy pushing him.
It took him 6 days.
89-year-old. Guy in a wheelchair.
Right.
It took him 6 days.
In the wheelchair, Bernard Goosen.
Goosen.
Kyle,
1 day more than these guys.
Like Goosen's a smooshin.
Kyle Maynard, who has no forearms or lower legs, crawled unassisted to the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro.
Are you kidding me?
I know. That's badass.
Song. That's a song right there.
That's unreal.
All right. These are all the exceptions.
Right.
You know, these are the record holders.
But a team of Connecticut cops. There you go.
They'll do it.
It's a badass. A badass thing to do. Don't let those numbers fool you. Those are extreme records.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm
climbing
not
this is a major, major.
I can't even climb out of bed sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. This will be pretty cool. I applaud all those people who made it and those people who took on the challenge because that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any women in this group?
Yes. There are three.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. So it's a good group of people. We've all really grown together over the past year, training, going on hikes around the state of Connecticut. The Jersey crew came up once or twice to go on a few hikes with us. And, you know, the great thing was when I got involved with this, I actually didn't realize that a lot of the people who were going I already knew ahead of time, but once I signed up for the group, I found out that there are a bunch of people that I knew from across the state previously. So
check that out.
Do you
That's
have
awesome.
a climbing playlist?
I don't have one yet. Oh. You have one you can recommend?
We're gonna. I don't know.
How about 500 miles over and over again on a loop?
And I would walk 500 miles, and I would shut up. We'll see if we could come up with one for you.
There you go. See,
that would be awesome.
All right, we're gonna link up to your site at WPLR.com if you'd like to help these guys and girls raise money for Special Olympics with their climb. Go to WPLR.com, find that link. Lieutenant Hartman, it's not enough to be a cop for you, huh? You got to go and
do hey, anything we can do to help people, you know, that's what it's all about.
So. I hear you.
We appreciate
you. Yeah,
thank
I hear you.
Absolutely. Thanks for picking up the story and putting it out there. We really do appreciate it.
Well, we want you back on when you get back.
Yes.
So
that sounds like a plan.
Excellent.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.